Good afternoon. A windy and unseasonably cold day in progress across interior New York and New England as a northwest circulation around a large storm in southeastern Canada continues to influence our weather, driving in unseasonably chilly air. Temperatures are struggling in the 30s across the area, and with that wind, it feels like it's in the 20s, and that will be the rule through the afternoon, with readings only reaching the lower to mid-40s on average for daytime highs. Also, what's left with moisture in the environment is being squeezed out in the form of some passing flurries and scattered snow showers, especially across the higher terrain. A clear, cold night tonight, most everyone back into the 20s again, and this will lead to a sunny start to the day on Thursday. Clouds will increase as the system shears off to our south, and there's just a slight risk of a rain shower off to our south with temperatures in the lower 50s. On Friday, a more potent system will take a similar track out of the Tennessee Valley and south of Long Island. Right now, it looks like a good chance of showers, especially in the southern half of New York and New England, otherwise mostly cloudy skies on Friday afternoon with highs back into the lower 50s. The best weather day out of the next several will be on Saturday, as we'll enjoy a good amount of sunshine, although clouds will increase by the end of the day. It'll be milder with highs close to 60. Another storm in this active weather pattern will head our way for Saturday night and Sunday with a good chance of rain, maybe even some wet snow across the higher terrain as temperatures dip back into the 40s to around 50 for daytime highs. And on the backside of this system, blustery and cool again on Monday in the lower 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm system developing across the southern plains that produced a widespread region of heavy rain, flash flooding, and severe thunderstorms will slowly head east. The threat will push into the Tennessee Valley, Ohio Valley, and the south today and to tomorrow. Areas from northern Louisiana into much of Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia have had well above normal amounts of precipitation over the last several days, and the heavy rain from this next system will likely move over the same areas. Stream flows are much above average across this region, and this will likely lead to additional flooding across portions of these states. Behind this storm, winds will increase across the southern high plains and the southwest. The wind will combine with low relative humidity and increase the fire weather threat over the next couple of days from southeastern Arizona, across southern New Mexico, and into southwestern Texas. And while temperatures will be below average over the next 2 days across much of the Great Lakes, Ohio Valley, and Mid-Atlantic, continued above average temperatures will persist across California, the Southwest, the Plains, and Florida. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 107 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 4 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy, lower 50s, Boston increasing clouds and breezy, highs in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with highs in the lower 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 61 degrees, the average low, 40. The record high, 86, set in 1985 and in 1973, and the record low, 20, in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 6:02 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:46 p.m., 13 hours and 44 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny and windy today with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly clear, diminishing wind tonight in the lower to mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and windy today with highs in the upper 40s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny and windy today with highs near 40. Mostly clear with less wind tonight in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and windy today with highs in the mid-40s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and windy today with highs in the mid-40s. Mostly clear with diminishing wind tonight in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some sunshine giving way to clouds with a late-day shower possible in the southern parts of the area, lower 50s. A good chance of rain on Friday, lower 50s. Sunshine on Saturday giving way to some clouds near 60. Rain and wet snow in the higher terrain on Sunday, 40s. A mix of sun and clouds both Monday and Tuesday, highs back into the mid-50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.